The following recording offers you a number of different options for the Daf Yomi. It begins with a recording of this, the 13th cycle's Daf Yomi, and that's done rather rapidly, within a half an hour or less. That's followed by a quick review between 5 and 10 minutes, depending on the length of the Daf. After that comes the very same Daf from the previous cycle, done at greater length, in much greater detail, with different participants in a different ambience. You could choose one for your original learning, one for review, alternate, or whatever you do, enjoy. Today's Daf in Masechet Brachot is Daf Chavav. We're holding on Chafiyamud Beit on the second of the wider lines, westward. Rav Achoy Yasek Le'Livrei Be'Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta. Rav Achoy was trying to get his son set up with the daughter of Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta. So they finally arranged the marriage, Eilei L'Chupa. Somehow or another, after the chuppah, there was no way that he could consummate the marriage. Something was screwed. So Azal Batrei Leyune, his father heard that they weren't able to consummate the marriage. He went to find out what's going on wrong. He looks at the room they gave these kids to sleep in, and he says, there's a Sefer Torah in the room. He says, you guys are crazy. If I hadn't come here and checked out what's going on, you would have endangered my poor boy. If there is a room, bayit always means a room, by the way, we pointed out before, a room that has a Sefer Torah in it, or tefillin in it, is osur for intercourse. So how did you have, thank God, they made it impossible for him to do it. So you either have to remove the tefillin in the Sefer Torah, or yanichem kli betol kli, it has to be within a doubled layer container. But that's only if the kelim are not both kelim that are meant for this thing. So let's say that you keep your tefillin generally together with your talit inside of an outside, as many people do. That won't help you because both the tikat tefillin and the outer tik were meant for the tefillin. And therefore it's as if it's in a single kli. At least one of these kelim have to be something that you generally would not keep it in. So you put it inside of a suitcase or a attaché case. So then that's considered to be kli
betoch kli. Plastic bag even.
So kli shel kilyan, I don't care how many kelim you have, but if it's meant for that purpose initially, afilo asara mani kechad mani dami. Then even if you have 10 kelim, it's all basically the same thing. Omar Rova, Galima Akamatra, if you spread out a tablecloth over a closed box of Svarim or a closed case with a door, that's the same thing as a Kli B'Toch Kli. It doesn't have to be enclosed on the bottom as well. It doesn't have a shame Kli L'Gavi Tuma V'Taira. It just means there should be a covering of the area that would be exposed in the room. Omar Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, well, that may be good enough for Tefillin, but it's not good enough for Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah, tzarich la'asot lo mechitza asara, only an actual mechitza that creates the equivalent of a separate room would be sufficient. Mar Zutra once came to visit Ravashi. Chazal Adulte de Marba Ravashi sees the master bedroom, has a Sefer Torah in it. The Ovid le mechitza asara, they put up a mechitza of 10 tefachim in front of the Sefer Torah. So he says to Marba Ravashi, he says, I see that you're trying to follow Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that a mechitza is okay in front of a Sefer Torah, but for heaven's sakes, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi only said his din. Ema de Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is we don't have another room to put the Sefer Torah in. We're putting Sefer Torah in a master bedroom. It's mad. So it's the letle beit achrina, marite beit achrina, plenty of rooms in your house. Why isn't the Sefer Torah in a different room? You can't rely on a mechitza in this case. It's itself a design for the Sefer Torah. Amalei lava that that. Ooh, okay. I wasn't thinking, but you're right. Kama yarchik mehenu minatzoa arba amot. And then the Mishnah said you need to be 4 amot away from the urn, from the tzoa. Amar Rav Amar Rav Zchor Amar Ravuna lo shana lahachor. Rav, we say you have to be 4 amot away. That's where you are in front of them. They've basically moved on. But if you are looking, you're still able to see it, lefanav, then that's not enough. You have to be far enough away that you don't see it. So marchik meloinav, and the same thing is true about tefillah. Is this true? Ain't it? V'amar Rav from Bar Papa Rav Chista, who made Adam keneged Beit HaKisei Mitzvah. You can be standing right there in front of a Beit HaKisei, as long as maybe you need the merchak of arba amot, but you can be facing it, merchak arba amot, and you can pray. Now that's not talking about a place where there's actual excrement. It's talking about a Beit HaKisei she'in bo tzoa, which means that basically it's not used. Really now? Omer of Yezibar Chanina, Beit Akiseisha Omru. Where do we say it's Osir? It's Osir Avabisha Ein Botsoa. And when we talked about a Beit HaMerchatz, you think that's only because people naked are there? That's not true. The place is considered to be disgusting. So Beit HaMerchatz, She'amru, Ava B'She'in Bo Adnam. All right, fine. I don't mean that it's not currently in use. I mean it was never used, is what I mean. I'm talking about a brand new, you built a new area that was Miuchat for Beit HaKiseh. So over there, you can be Mitpalel Kinegdo. And it's a machloket, whether that means about whether that means even betoch arba'ah, where it's only a heter for keneged. And I'm saying machloket between the drish and the Beit Yosef. So alchemai eskinan b'chadeti. But is that so simple? I mean, we know that we have a standing question, which Ravina asked, as to whether the fact that something was built for a particular purpose is mino le Beit HaKiseh, ma. Yesh zimun or in zimun. This is the very fact that something was built for the purpose of being a bathroom. Even though it has not been used, does that give it a din of a bathroom? In which case, you're claiming that it's not supposed to be connected enough. No. Listen, Ravina wanted to know whether it was a bathroom to the extent that at Litzliya Begavei. So that's the point. To stand inside of it, Lameka Malay, and to daven inside of this building. So you're saying, yeah, so what's the problem? It says bathroom on the door? It's never been used as a bathroom. So who cares what kind of facilities it is? It's a perfectly clean room. Why can't I daven here? Or do we say that the very fact of the hazmana for a bathroom makes it inappropriate? It certainly is never going to suggest that the mayor dubbing a place a bathroom means that you have to be marked for not facing it. That's for sure not an issue. Kinegdo, look, he never even raised the question of whether it would be considered to be hazmana vis-a-vis kinegdo. So that would be the case with mutter kinegdo. What the extent of a kinegdo? Okay, that's already a question. Omar Rabbah, Hani Bati Kisei de Parsoi. You know that the Persian Beit Kisei is actually considered not to have exposed excrement, even though obviously it didn't have plumbing, that's not the point, but it was arranged in such a way that the opening to the underground pit that would hold all of the waste products was on a diagonal. And therefore there's no direct exposure of that pit. And because of that, it's considered to be a stumim dom. So it's as if it was covered over. And now we finally get to the Mishnah that we analyzed earlier. And now the Halakha Mishnah teaches us that a Zav, who was already in a Matzav of Tuma, and now he's Roe Keri. And remember, we had the question of the difference between Tuma and Keri. There's something unique about Tumat Keri, as we saw from our Sinai. So we really have two issues over here. You cannot be Matayar, this guy. He needs Shivat Nikim and so on. But what about the Takanat Ezra? Does Takanat Ezra make sense for someone who is anyway going to be tummy even after going to the mikveh? And we have exactly the same situation where you have a woman who's Tumeya Shivat Yamim, she's a Nida, but she's also leaking semen. So she's Paltash Shikavat Zera, which is essentially the same thing as a Zov Sharoa Keri. Or we could have the opposite case. We could have, and of course this became the key case to defining earlier Rabbi Yudashita, if you recall. Or she first was Roya Keri, in the sense that she was a Mishameshet. So she has intercourse. Now, it's possible to be Matayar her, but then she becomes Anita. So she's Ra'at Anita. Now, is there any point in her going to the mikveh if she wants to daven, let's say, or she wants to learn? So this would be exactly the same issue, right? Of course, it's not exactly the same issue, because you will recall that in this case, first there was already the chiyuv of going to the mikveh for Keri, and then came along the nidot that made that redundant in a sense or useless. So what would be the halacha? All of the above require tefillah, and Rabbi Yehuda says, no, they don't. Okay, so first of all, Iboilu. How about in the opposite situation? That's the Gemara. A Baal Keri starts with the ability to go to the mikveh, but then he becomes a Zov. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, what we did, Rabbi Yehuda says, you know, he doesn't go to the mikveh. Is that because he never, the case where first he was a Zov and then Ra'a Keri, is that because initially he couldn't have gone to the mikveh, and therefore there never kicked in the chiyuv that he should go now that he's Ra'a Keri? Or, so, what if he starts in the other way? Baal Keri Shirah Ziva, the Rebbe Yehuda. How do we say that Kippah the Rebbe Yehuda Ata B'Zav Shirah Keri? That's only because Mikar Lav Bar Tfilah. It's because initially he couldn't go to the mikveh. But here he started as a Balkar, he could have gone to the mikvah, right? So then afterwards, subsequently, as well as even a Mikar Bar Tevilah, who could have gone to the mikvah, maybe Rabbi Yehuda would agree that he's Chayev. Maybe there's no difference. Of course, we already know the answer to this. The answer to this is obvious for the closing case. Says the Gemara, well, read the closing case. Hamishamesh and Verata Nidan. It's exactly the same case. It's just, we've switched it from the male to the female. The same exact case. So first she's Tamea because of sperm. There she's Mishamesh. She could go to the mikvah. Then she's Verata Nidan. And yet it says Trichot Fil of Rabbi Yehuda Poter. Now, if Rabbi Yehuda is Poter in that case, then what that means, that the Mishameshet Verata Nidah is precisely the same as the Balkari Shara Zivah, okay? Then nonetheless, Rabbi Yehuda is Poter. Shema Amina, that Rabbi Yehuda in all events is Poter. And as we saw earlier, initially we thought this means that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold that Bechlau were knowing Takarat Ezra. It turned out that we were Medayek that, no, it's actually only because of this fact that you have the complication of the subsequent Re'iyah, but not for that, he would have held. So why then do we find Rav Yehuda not holding of Takanat Ezra in terms of making a bracha lefaneh and so on? So we said that's because he was Asa'ak Yilchot Derech Eretz, that's all. Tony Rabbi Chia Behedya Baal Kerish Raziva Tzarech Tfila for Rav Yehuda Poter. Okay, we have a Beferish Abraita that says it absolutely. A Balkari who first was Chayiv, nonetheless, Rabbi Yehuda Poter. Hadron Alach Misha Meito, Belin Neder Tefilat HaShachar. Moving on now, from Kriyat Shema to Tefilah. And by the way, there was some issue because we discussed elements of Tefilah before, where we were talking about he was he Giazman of the Netzach Hama. And because of that, actually, Rashi reverses the order of those Prokim. Tosfos insists on our order, and he brings in the Rishami, also clearly had the order that we have. That's because essentially we were continuing on from the things that were Nogeh Kriyat Shema as well in that Perek too. So Tfilat HaShachar Ad Chatzot. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Arba Sha'ot. We're going to see when he says Ad Arba Sha'ot, is he talking about Arba Sha'ot Ad Vad Bechlal or Ad Velo Ad Bechlal to be discussed. So we have until midday. Of course, midday doesn't mean 12. Midday means midday. Exactly what it says. So you divide the day precisely. What exactly you divide, that of course is the famous Machloket, the Gro and the Magen Avraham, which leads to all of the differences in this Zmanei Tefillah and so on. Is that where does they begin at Lotar Shachar and go on until Tzitzit Kochavim, or does it begin at the Netzach Hama and continue on until the Shat HaMincha, which gives you different values because there's not the same, the penumbra time is not the same necessarily as anybody who watches the relationship to the Zman of Kitzat Shabbat and so on can see as the time of the actual visibility of the sun. Okay, you understand why that's true. Because the tilt of the earth is such that you have a longer time of penumbra when you're at an angle to the sun. And it's once the sun is above the horizon, it's no longer relevant to us, the angle. So we have until Mincha, we have Adar Erev, which means until Shkia. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you only have until Plaga Mincha. Now, what exactly Plaga Mincha is, the Gemara is going to discuss, because what Plaga Mincha is saying is half of the time that is available for Mincha. Plaga is half. Now, what that means, does that mean from the first moment that you could daven Mincha, which is 6.5 hours of the day, until the nighttime? Or does it mean from the time of the Akravat HaTamid until the nighttime, cutting that time in half? That would be a tremendous difference. One would come out to 9:15, the other one would come up to 10:45. And the Gemara is going to discuss this issue soon. Tfilat Ha'erev, when it comes to Arvit, in La Keva, there's no particular time, you can say Arvit all night long. V'shal Musafim kol hayom. V'raminu mitzvatayim anitzach ha'kadesh yisimot gulal tfilah. I'm very confused. Didn't we have this whole big deal about saying Kriyat Shema in order to be masmik gula l'tfila, and that meant that it had to be right before the Netzach Amah, which was the time of tfila, and all of a sudden you're telling me it's at chatzot. Man, I could have stayed in bed an awful lot longer. And that way, nimtza mitpalel b'yom, that's true. But remember that isn't that you have to do it that way. That's for those who are doing things really right, and they're noik vatikin. As we said, omer Rabbi Yochanan vatikin, ayu gomrim otayim Netzach Amah. That's a special anaga. But everybody else, not a problem. But even everybody else, kulei alma, you're saying all you have is at chatzot. That's the only time that you can be mitpalel. I mean, even if you missed your tefilat hashachar, don't you just say two tefilat amincha? V'omer of mori bereder of una bereder of yirmei abarav on Rabbi Yochanan ta'avaloit palel arvit. Say you made a mistake, you didn't say Arvit. So you do two times Shacharit. If you were a Ta'ah and lo et palel Shacharit, say you're mitpalel mincha shtayim. Well, what are you doing being mitpalel? I mean, it's already passed as one of Tefillah. So obviously it isn't passed as one of Tefillah, right? No, this isn't my way. You're making a mistake. Of course Tefillah, qua Tefillah, is all the time. Kula yuma matzliva asu. The point is that at chatzot, you get the sakhar of tefillah bizmana. That was the takana. You know what the takana was of what's called tefillah tashachar? At chatzot. Does that mean that there's no concept of tefillah in the morning sometime? Okay, that tefillah, you are mechuyev to do. So you need to make it up, but you don't have the sakhar of tefillah bizmana. Mikan ve'elech sakhar tefillah ya'ivle. But sakhar tefillah bizmana lo ya'ivle. Let me ask you something else. How about if a guy made a mistake and did not pray mincha? Now, I notice you very conspicuously left that out, and I would suspect that you left it out for a reason. Because to make up a mincha, you'd actually be praying the tefillah on the next day. Because Arvit is already the beginning of the next day. Maybe you can't do that. Maybe it's all a function of the day. The rabbi says you should have these three tefillot of the day. Well, you can't make it up on another day, maybe. So that's my question. Do we say, Im Tim Salomayo, try to bring me proof of the fact that Tav Eloi Pavel Arvit, that you could do two Shacharit, okay, but that's because it's all the same day. Echad Yomahu, Dikhtiva Yereva Yvoker Yomachat. But over here, if the Tefillah is, you're going to tell me that a Tefillah is basically, can I get a Korbanot, as we call it, the various Tefillot, in terms, as we're going to see later, of the Korbanot Hayom. So, I mean, look, you couldn't bring the carbon of one day and the next day. You missed your tummy. It doesn't come the next day. You miss your musaf, you can't bring it the next day. So, kiven d'amar yomo, batel carbon now. So, if that's the case, the carbon tummy shall be in arbaim, you're going to bring another carbon in the next day, and therefore, forget about it. Or do we say, not at kedei kach? I mean, the only thing over here is, once we're talking about makeup time, is basically the concept of the rachamim of tefillah. It's not the concept of the zman of tefillah. And therefore, makeup time is not linked at all to the issue of the korbanot. And therefore, we should say that given the tzilut rachami, it's not a function of time. And kol imat deboi matzli ve'azil. You could pray basically whatever you want, even if it's after the time of arvit, and you should do two tefillot arvit. What's the deal? You do say it. Specifically address the fact that once we're talking about makeup tefillot, they're no longer linked to the korbanot. So as Kohelet tells us, once you screw up, there's nothing much you can do about it. What is that referring to, says the Braita? Mu'uvat lo yuchal litkon. That someone is mevatel kriyat shema shel arvit or kriyat shema shel shacharit or tefillah shel arvit or tefillah shel shacharit. Uh-oh. I thought you said you could make it up. Chesron lo yuchal limanot. That's referring to lashon leimanot, is to be mitmaneh, to be counted in something. What is that referring to? Well, it's talking about a case where nimnu chavirav ledvar mitzvah. Your friends get together and they want to count you in and you said count me out. So you, having been counted out, you can no longer make it up. How are you going to make it up now? Yes, for heaven's sakes, that's talking about where you mevatel. Mevatel means you didn't be mezid, not that it happened. And this whole din of makeup tefillot is only where something happened that the person made a mistake. Says Rav Ashi, yes, 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 it's clear from the language that's the case. Dekanami, dektani bitel. Does it say ta'ah? So there's a big difference. The whole ma'amar of makeup was ta'ah v'loit palel shacharit, ta'ah v'loit palel arvit. But over here, when we're being medayik, what is the meaning of mu'uvat lo yuchal itkon? It says zepishe bitel. To be mevatel something means to consciously be mevatel something. And there we didn't give you opportunities to make things up. Shema mina. Ton rabbanon ta'av aloit parel mincha be'erv Shabbat. Now, here we come into a different issue. We have two different types of tefillot. Here it's Erev Shabbat. You missed mincha on Erev Shabbat. If you're going to do two arvit on Shabbat, you're praying a completely different prayer. You're not saying the Shemoneh Esrei Brachot at all. Nonetheless, the halacha is that you go right ahead and you're mitpalel b'leil Shabbat shtayim. And it should say, shtayim shel Shabbat, is the Riv's Girsa. And that exactly is the Kiddush. You have the same exact situation on Shabbat itself, where you make a mistake, and you didn't say Tfilat Mincha on Shabbat. If you're going to make up that Tfilat Mincha in Arvit, you're making it up with a different tefillah. You're going to be saying Shemoneh Esrei. Now here you run into another problem. The other problem is that on Motzei Shabbat, you say Atachan Antanu. But Atachan Antanu is not part of the Nisach of the tefillah. It's the Chiyev of Havdalah. So here, only the Tfilah of Motzei Shabbat is the one that you say Atachon Antanu. But there was never a takana to say Atachon Antanu in the Tfilah of Mincha, even where it's a makeup Tfilah, because it's not part of the Nusach of the Tfilah per Tfilah. So how, what do you do? Well, what you do is, you say two Tfilot be Motzei Shabbat, both of Chol, Shtayim Shol Chol, 18 Brachot. Mavdil Barishona, and the first one is the real Arvit, so therefore that's the one that you say Atachon Antanu. But you do not do Havdalah in the second, which is the makeup tefillah for Mincha. But if you did do the Havdalah in the second and not in the first, then the second one was the tefillah that was Altalo. That was the tefillah of Motzei Shabbat. But the first one didn't count. And you cannot take that tefillah and say, okay, I'll use that one for my makeup. Wait. Why? The neighbor given the Avdu Kamaita command the Lord Solidami? Are you saying that it doesn't count at all? Okay, I thought the idea over here is Soluta is Rachami. So what if I did it wrong? Why is missing Atachon Antanu the equivalent of saying nothing? I don't understand. Because you're saying that basically, let's forget about the complication of the extra tefillah. Let's say it's a typical Motzei Shabbat. I forgot to say Atachon Antanu. Now you're telling me it doesn't count. But that's not true. Madrina, like you say, you'll have to re-pray your Tfilat Arvit V'Raminu. Doesn't it say Beferush in the Braita that if somebody makes a mistake and he forgets to say Gvurot Gishamim B'Tchiyat Amitim, so he doesn't say Morid Geshem. He forgets to be Mevakesh in Birchat Hashanim for Geshem. Then Machzirinoto. Then he has to re-pray. But if he forgets to say Havdalah Atachon Antanu Bechonin Adad, Ein Machzirinoto. Because you can always make that up and say Havdalah on the coast. I mean, what's the big deal if you didn't say it in your Tefillah? But that means that obviously it's not part of the Etzem Tefillah to ruin your Tefillah. Kasha, okay, that's a problem. It's really not a disaster if you think about it. It's not a disaster simply because you have shown that your intent was to make the second tefillah, your tefillah of Motzei Shabbat, by making Havdalah in it. The first tefillah is always the one that's automatically not a makeup, because that's what you're mechuyev in. So you couldn't have used it for makeup time, and the second one, which you could have, you've shown you didn't mean to use for makeup time. And therefore, it doesn't matter to me that you prayed it. That's the point. But that necessarily has to mean that if I wasn't involved in the complexities here, I would necessarily have to say my tefillah over again on a normal Motzei Shabbat? No. Okay, so the kasha leaves some problems, but we understand that it's certainly not a tiyufta. Itma, Rabbi Yosef Bechanina Omer, the tefillot are basically based on the avot. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, no, the tefillot are a takon of the Anshe Knesset Gdola, keneged tmidim tiknu. And we have a basis in the Braita for both of these approaches. Abraham tikein tefilat shacharit, shemar vayashkem Avram baboker, el hamakom asher amad sham. Now what do you think he was doing when he was amad sham? The lashon of amida always refers to tefillah. Shenemar vayamod pinchas vayipalel. Yitzchak was betakin tefilat mincha, shema vayetze Yitzchak lasuach basadeh lifnot erev, and sicha means tefillah. Ein sicha latefillah shema tefillah l'ani ki ya'atof ulifnei Hashem yishpach sicho. So obviously the siach is what you say in tefillah. Yaakov tiken tefillat arvit, shema vayivga b'makom vayalen sham, vein pegiyah latefillah. We know that that language also refers to tefillah. Shema v'yata al titpalel ba'adam hazeh ve'al tisa ba'adam rinau tefillah, ve'al tivga bi. Says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, leave me alone. I want to hear this tefillah. So you see that pegiyah is a lashon of tefillah. So that means that it's connected to the avot. The nafkamina, some of the avonim suggest, would be that if the avot were mitaken, there would not really be a basis for Tfilat Arvit Rishut. But if it was a takana keneged, the Tmidim u'Musafim, there's no chiyav of akravat evarim balayla if you manage to do it in the night. And therefore Tfilat Arvit may indeed be Rishut. Perhaps. Now Tanya kavati to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that it's all a function of the Korbanot. Because the Brayta says, "Bipnei ma amru tefilat hashachar ad chatzot, sha'arei tamid shel shachar karev olech ad chatzot." That's because you can bring the tamid shel shachar all the way up to chatzot. Rabbi Yudah omer ad arba sha'ot. It's the Tamid HaShachar is not brought that late. It's only at Plaga Mincha. But you see, clearly everybody's worried about how it links to the Korban. Tilata erev in la keva, sherei evorim v'ptorim, shlonitaklu be'erev, krevim v'ochim kol alayla. Those things which weren't burned on the Mizbech the day before can remain on the Mizbech all night long. You put them on to burn them. Umipnei ma'amru shal musafim kol hayom, because the korban of musafim was korav kol hayom. Reb Yudah says, no, at sheva shot, sherei korban musaf korav v'gadol lechat sheva shot. When we say, mincha gedola, izoi mincha gedola, mishei shot umechza ulamala. So that would be the time that you would be beyond the period of the Tamid Shel Shachar. The earliest period that you can bring, the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim, would not be at noon, because Bein Arbaim means Erev. That means that the sun has begun to sink towards the west. And it hasn't begun to sink yet visibly at Chatzot. You'd have to wait until you get the first hint of a shadow on your walls, on your clock, and that would be a half an hour afterwards. So that's the beginning of the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim. That's Mincha Gdola. That's the widest time. Ezoi Mincha Kitana, that would be Mitesha Shaot V'Mechza Lemala, and that would be the normal time of bringing the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim, which is Tamid is Nishkat, Bishmona V'Mechza, V'Korav V'Teshem V'Mechza. That's the standard of the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim. Now, when Rabbi Yehuda said, At Plag HaMincha, so what did he mean by Plag HaMincha? Because Plag Mincha simply says half the time of the Mincha. That could be half the time from Sheish V'Chetzi Shaot till the evening, till 12. Remember, these are hours that are measured by beginning at 0 and ending at 12, according to the Gro HaMagen Avraham, Kishitatam, whatever it is. So he might have meant at 9:15, if it was half of the time between 12:30 and 12. Or he might have meant Plag Mincha Achrona, he might have meant 10:45, if he was referring to half of the Plag HaMincha Ktana, which was Teisha Shaot V'Mechza Lamala, leaves you till 10:45, basically, half of the time that's left. Which one? Tashma de Tanya Reb Yehuda Omer Plag HaMincha Achrona Omro. We are referring to the latter Mincha, Mincha Ketana. Half of that time brings us to 11 hours minus a quarter, which is 10:45. Anyway, but look, I mean, this discussion, how in the world would Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Chanino, who says that avot were metaken the tefillot, how does he explain this? I mean, it's quite clear that the Tanoim are arguing in the relationship to the Zman of the Korbanot. I mean, if it was a function of the Avot, what are they talking about? So this seems to clearly say that Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Chanina is wrong. I'm not saying that there's no relevance of the Zman of Korbanot, obviously. I'm only saying that the idea of being mitaken a period of tefillah in the morning was Avram Avinu's Chiddush. That's all I'm saying. In the afternoon was Yitzchak Avinu's Chiddush. Now, there's a big difference between the initial takana and the detailed halachot, which is always that way. The Anshei Knesset HaGdolah always make a big fuss of defining the ritual precisely. So, of course, afterwards, Asbechir Rabbanon HaKorbanot. Look, I mean, isn't it obvious? Where do you think Tefillat Musaf comes from? Did I ever say that there's a fourth Av that was Metakein Musaf? Now, of course, the Zohar says, well, obviously, who made Musaf? The man whose name is Musaf, Yosef. Yosef is Mosif, Musaf. But anyway, but I was talking about the Avot that were Metakein. Okay, so it couldn't have been an Av that was Metakein. Of course, Yaakov Avinu said that you're going to be like an Av, right? Because your two kids are Shvatim. All kinds of interesting Ramosim over here. In any event, who do you think was metakein? So clearly, when Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina insisted that avot tiknu, he must have meant that there were further things that the Rabbanan defined. So avot tiknu, v'yasmachinu Rabbanan akorbanot, and that is for sure. Rav Achai Yesik Le'Lebrei Be'Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Martha Aile L'Chupa V'Lev Yishtayim Milta Azal Batrei Le'Yunek Chazet Sefer Torah D'Amant Chamal. Oh my God, I Kahashta Lo Atoy Sakantan Le'Vri D'Tanya Bayit Sheish Bar Sefer Torah Tfilin Asur L'Shamesh Bar Tamita Ad Yotziyei Moshe Nichem Kli B'Toch Kli. Omer Abaye Lo Shana B'Kli She'Eino Kilyan Avo B'Kli Shul Kilyan. I don't care if you've got a Sura money, it would all be Kecha Mani dami. Omar Rava, Glima Akamatra, Keklibetok Kli dami. Om Rabbi Yeshua, let me say for Torah, it's not enough. Klibetok Kli, Tarklasot Lomechitza Sara. Mazut, Riko, Veravash Kasele, Duch, Tedabar Ravashi, the monarch by Sefer Torah, we have a Lomechitza Sara. Omar, what you think that you're going to Rabbi Yeshua and Levi? Amad, Om Rabbi Yeshua and Levi, let me beta akrina. You got a big house? Eat le beta akrina. Omar le lava daite. Kama yarchik meyenu min atzohar ba'amot, omar rov amrav tzohar merevuna, lo shanu la'achorav, avu lefanav, marchik meloinav. V'chein letvila, eni v'amrav rafam ba'apap, amrav chista, omed adam keneged beta kiseo mitpalil, as long as he's 4 amot away. Yeah, that's talking about a beta kisei shein bo tzohar. So what? Eni, omrav yezi barchanina, beta kisei shom rafa pi shein bo tzohar, beta amrachat shom rafa pi shein bo adam. It's never been used at all. Bechadeti, but Rami Baruch Ravina, he's mina lebeta kisei mau yesh zimun or in zimun. Ah, but Kikav Baruch Ravina only lemeikam alei letzliya begave. But kinegdo for sure that we're not going to be machmeran. Omer Rav Hani by the kisei de parsoi avagav de itbuut so ah kistumim damu. Zav shira akari v'nida shepalta shechvat zerava mishameshet shira atanida tzrichin tvila v'Rabbi Yehuda poter iboil balkari shira aziva. What would Rabbi Yehuda hold? Kipot Rabbi Yehuda atam b'zav shira akari, that's because mikar la bar tvilo, but where he starts is a balkari and then he's raw azivas the mikar bar tvilo, maybe you'd be chayim odiyom aloshna. Tashma, read the end of the Mishnah. Mishameshet v'rata nida. Tzrichat v'lav Rabbi Yehuda poter. Now obviously, Mishameshet v'rata nida is precisely the same case as a Balkari Shira Akari Dami. V'kapata Rabbi Yehuda Shema Mina. Tani Rabbi Chia Ba'adei. Ba'alkari Shira Ziva Tzrich Tvila Rabbi Yehuda poter. Hadunok Mishameto. Tvilat HaShachrat Chatzot Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Arba Shot Tvilat HaMincha Ad Erev Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ad Plag HaMincha Tvilat HaErev Ein LaKeva V'Shom Musafim Kol Hayom V'Raminu Mitzvata Imanetzach Hamah Kedei Sheyismor Gulo LeTvila V'Nimtzo Mitpalel Leviyom. I thought you had a long time. Yeah, but they kitani l'vatikin. Don Rabbi Yochanan v'atikin are you gomrim otay manetzach hamah. But the Kulei Alma just had Chatzot, Vitulov, Amr of Mori, Breda Ravuna, Breda Ravuna, Amr of Yochan and Tavalo, it Palel Arvid, mit Palel Shacharit Shtayim, Shacharit mit Palel, but Mincha Shtayim. Now that means it's after Chatzot. Yes, Kulei Yuma Matzle Vyazio. The point over here is that at Chatzot Yavile Schartvila Bizmana. Mikan Veilach, fine, your makeup means Chartvila Yavile, but it's not called Shacharit. You never did Shacharit. Tvila Bizmana, lo Yavile, Niboilum. Ta'av loit palel mincha, ma'ashit palel arvit shtai. I mean, if you're trying to tell me, from the case of ta'av loit palel arvit, mit palel shacharit shtai, despite the fact that once a night, once in the day, that's all very nice. Vishum dechad yomo, tehtiv ha'yerv yiboka, yom echad, baracha. The tefillah is b'makom korban, isn't the halacha that kiven da'avar yomo, bato korbano. Or do we say that a makeup tefillah is pure tzolut of rachamehi, and therefore call ema deba ema tzliviyaz? Tashma, the Amr Vuna Bar Yoda, Amr Yitz Kamri Yochan and Ta'a, Veloy Pelel Mincha, Mit Pelel Arvit Shtayim, Vein Beze Mishum Lava Yomo, Batel Korban Betve. Muhuvat Lo Yuchalit Kon, Vechisron Lo Yuchalit Manot. Muhuvat Lo Yuchalit Kon, Ze Shebito Kret Vashel Arvit, Kret Vashel Shachrit, O Tvila Shel Arvit, O Tvila Shel Shachrit, Vechisron Lo Yuchalit Manot, Ze Shinimnu Kavirav Levar Mitzvah, Velo Nimna Imahem. How do you explain that? I thought Rabbi Yochanan said you can do a makeup tefillah. Om Rabbi Yitzchak, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Achba Meiskin, Shib Bitel B'Mezid. Om Rav Ashi, well, look at the language. It's obvious. Take an Ami. Ketani Bitel. Look at Tani Ta'avaloit Palel, like Rabbi Yochanan said. Shema Amina. Tan Rabbanan Ta'avaloit Palel Min Chaber of Shabbat. Mit Palel, Belel Shabbat, Shtai Shal Shabbat. Ta'avaloit Palel Min Chaber Shabbat. Mit Palel Matzai Shabbat, Shtai Shal Chol. Mavdil b'rishana, v'eino mavdil b'shniyah. V'im yivdil b'shniyah, v'lev to b'rishana, shniyah altalo, rishana lo altalo. Well, remember the given of the Bakamaita. You forget about it. Commando Talidami, Umadrina and Lever Aminu, the Avalo is Kirgvorot Kishamim, Bitkatabitim, Shaila, Birkata Shanimazunoto. But if you stovlo is Kavdolo Bakonina Dad, in Mazunoto, because you can always make it up, Yoholom Ralakos, Kasha. It might be as Ribhanino Amartvila Dava Tiknu, Rabbi Yeshua and Levi Amartvila Tiknu, Tiknu. Tanaka was the Rabbi Yeshua and Levi, Tanaka was the Rabbi Yeshua and Levi, Tanaka was the Rabbi Yeshua and Levi, Avram Tikin Tvila Chachari Shinema, Vayashkem Avram Babokan Lamakomashra, Macham and Amidela Tvila, Shinema Vayamot, Minchas Vaypalel, Itzhak Tikin Tvila, Minchasham Vayetzi, Itzhak was Suak, Sadal of Not Erev, Vain Sikhal Tvila, Shemet Vila, Niki Ato, Vinashim Shbak Sikho, Yaakov Tikin. Tvilat arvit shema vayiv gabam makom vayolan sham vein begiya la tvila shema vati atatu alti tvilat vayadav azavat visabadam rina u tvila viativ gabi vetanya kabatir rabbi shuben levi mipnei ma amru tvilat ashachar katzot shoyt abicha shachar karevalachat katzot rabbi yudha says no tomich ashachar zadar bashaot shay tomich ashachar karevalachat bashaot mipnei ma amru tvilat minchad arev shay tomich ben arbaim karevalach arev rabbi yudha no at plaga minchad tomich ben arbaim is on the Korvala at Plaga Mincha. Mibnei Ma'am not Villa Terevin La Keva, Shayevorum of Term Shalitakum, the Rev Karinok and Kala Laila, who Mibnei Ma'am was serving Kalam Shakomisham was serving Kuravin Kala Yom. Rabbiana says, no, at Sheva Shaot, Korvum Bosov is on the Korvala at Sheva Shaot, Ezoy Mincha Gdola, I'm referring to Shay Shaot and Mechza Vilamal. Vezoy Mincha Ktana, Mitesh Shaot and Mechza Vilamali Boiler. Rabbiana, when he spoke about Plaga Mincha, was it Plaga Mincha Kama or Plaga Mincha Achrona Kama? Tashman Tani Rabbi Yudah Omer Plaga Mincha, I'm referring to half of the time between Teisha V'Chetzi until Shtei Mesrei, which means it's 10:45. Yud Alav Shaot Chaser Avia. Anyway, but all this discussion of the Tatamid and so on, is it Yuvta Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina? All of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, obviously, I mean, Eimel Chavot Tiknum, the point is that afterwards, as Bechina Rabbanon a Korbanot, I mean, what do you think Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina meant? Ilot Temachi Tvilat Musaf, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina Man Tikna, El Tvilat Avot Tiknum came along the Rabbanon, the Asbachinu a Korbanot, which is the source of the Musaf.
Today's daf is daf Chofav, and we're still in the middle of the sugya of what to do with Chefetz Kedusha in the presence. Actually, we're talking about tefillah so far, in the presence of chamber pots and so on. And the last thing we learned was that there was a machlokes here between Reb Shimon and Eliezer. I think that we're up to.
We are up to. I think.
Isn't that it?
To boil it all.
You know. Why don't we just say briefly review the Machlok service? Let's start from the Tanur Rabbanan. Tanur Rabbanan is sort of in the middle, about the three lines down from the middle of the page. Tanur Rabbanan, Gerv Shari'i, the Abichon Eraglayim, Asur, the Kofriya, Chmakimek, Dan, the Abba, Bishen, and Klum, even though there's nothing in them, since they're miyukad for this, they've absorbed it, they're considered to be themselves something unpleasant, the equivalent of what would have been in them. Eraglayim, Atzman, Achiyati, Latochan, Ma'im, if you're in the presence of urine, you have to add water to it. And we talked about the kamut, kamayati latokan mayim, kosher of zakat and revias, ben lifnei hamita, ben la'ach hamita. Here's the first time that we mention having some type of hefsek between them. So according to Reb Zakkai here, you have to put it in, whether it's you're facing it in front of the mita, or you have a bed between the pot and yourself. Reb Shimon Gamliel, le'achar hamita korei. If it's behind the bed acts as a mechitza. Lifnei hamita eno korei, avo marchiku arba amot v'korei. So according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, the mita actually acts as a mechitza. He can be kerei, and otherwise he needs four amas. Reb Shimon ben Elazar omer, afilu bayit me'am alo yikra tziyem, o shenichem tachat hamita. This is what we got up to. Ibarlu. What we wanted to know is, when we say that we can use the mita over here, according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, so hechi kom Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, achar mita korei miyad, lifnei mita marchik arba amot v'korei, how do we understand exactly Reb Shimon Gamliel? When he said Korei, Lifnei Amita Eino Korei, Abba, was the Abba going back on the Liachar Amita Korei without needing to be Marchik? Meaning that you could be Marchik if it was Lifnei Amita? Or was he talking about now Korei without being Marchik? And then Lifnei Amita, if you're Marchik, it would be sufficient. Which makes a tremendous difference. When you're saying you can't be marked, you wouldn't be able to be marked at all. Inokori klal. Tashma, the tiny Rav Shimon ben Elazar omer, achar hamita kore miyad lifnei hamita marchik arba amot, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel omer, afilu bayit meya ama lo yikra ad sheyotzeim, o sheyanichem takat hamita. Let's ignore for a moment the fact that we've reversed the shitot here, because obviously something is cuckoo. Because before it was Rav Shimon ben Gamliel who was the one that was saying that you're going to not worry about a bayit mea ama, and Rav Shimon ben Elazar was saying you do have to worry about the entire bayit given to mea ama. But ignoring that, we see here that the shita that says that the lifnei hamita it's different. He doesn't hold the hamita you're not kohen, but rather lifnei hamita you're marchik arba'amot. Fine. So now we know the answer that the words that had closed Rav Shimon ben Gamliel before. Aval, the Aval was going on with the Amita, and you can be Marfik and there be Korek. But, you know, by the way, I mean, Bayan Hivshitelan, okay, fine. You've now answered the question, and now you've created a worse situation by creating here this contradiction. You brought in a Braita that has Rav Shimon Gamliel, and Rav Shimon Elazar reversed. So, Matanaita Kashin Hadari, aren't they contradictory? Yeah, they are. Clearly, somebody got mixed up here. The last one must be backwards. Epoch Batraita. Let's switch around the Shitot. So Rav Shimon Elazar now ends up saying Afilu Bayit Me'ama the way he did in the first Braita. Now wait a minute. How do you know to do it that way? Ma'a chazita dafakta batraita. If kamaita. I mean, just because it was the first thing you learned, you already committed to that. How do you know which one was backwards? No, we know which one is backwards. Because man shamet le'yomer kula bayit ki'arba amot. I mean, who is the man Yomer who elsewhere holds in other sugyot that an entire house is the equivalent of arba amot? That's Rabbi Shimon ben Elazari and other places. Rashi says, I don't know where. But in the Maisa, there are places that Ibn Nisim Gaon brings over here places. Question why Rashi didn't like the place where he brings from Erevin. But in any event, the Gemara says we have a given piece of information that Abayas is Kimala is like Be'ahaba, same as Arba Ames according to Rishon Lezion, and therefore it's reasonable that the second Braita is inverted. Omer Rav Yosef. Yes, this is where, yes, that's Kedai to mention. This is where the Yonah Shas brings all of the places that Rashi says. I don't know. It's a nice thing to bring. Rav Yosef. Boy, my name is Ravuna. Mita pachot mishlosha. You said that you'd have to put this avit under the bed. Now, when you say under the bed, I'm quite certain that if it's within three tefachim of the ground, then definitely it's considered to be satum, because anything that is lavud. This is in any event we must be shown and learn. The others learn that we're talking about the sugya of la'achar hamita, which we'd have to learn it very different. But assuming that we're talking about mitakat lavita, then pshitali that within three tefachim of the ground, it seals the container. Now, my question is how about, certainly if it's more than ten tefachim, as we'll see there, there's no question, and more than ten tefachim, it might as well be in another rishus completely. It has nothing to do with the pot that's under it. But how about between the area of lavud? So it's three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine tefachim. How about that? Honestly, I don't really know, but I thought sorry about it. Let me boy. That I don't know, but I know that 10 for sure. I don't even ask about. Says if I, of course, a good thing you didn't ask about it. It's a given. Not 10 tefachim is definitely in a different reshus and couldn't be mityaches to the pot that's under it. Amar Rava, hilchata pachot mishlosha kalavudami. The halacha is like this: beneath three, definitely it's considered to be sealed because it's kilavud. Asara reshut achritayi. Well, he never came up with an answer to that. So that we would paskin that the entire bayit would be Rav Achoy, getting on now to the other question, which we had raised earlier about tefillin, in the room where you would be sleeping with your wife, which Shmuel had been matir before, and we were saying in the Tiruta that would be okay. We didn't talk about where the tefillin would be munachot. We knew where the kis of tefillin would be munachot. It wasn't clear what that kis consisted of. And the truth is we have the same problem when somebody's got a Sefer Torah, he's got Sforim in a bedroom. What would be the halacha over there? Now, what actually happened was that once Rav Achoy was trying to get his son married off to the daughter of Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Amarta, and they ended up going to the chuppah. V'lo havi mistayo milsanad, he simply could not consummate that marriage, which his father thought was strange. Never known him to have any problems. And so, Ozo Basri Leyuna, he decided he better check out the bedroom. Comes into the bedroom, and he sees a Sefer Torah in the bedroom. But his Sefer Torah, the monster. Omar Lehuza, he screams at the Mechutanim over here. What the heck? If I hadn't shown up now, Sikanton Levri, You would have, God only knows, my son might have gotten knocked off for an avera like that. And sleeping with his wife in a room at his sacred Torah, it's a good thing God didn't let him consummate this marriage. The Tanya Bayit, she yesh bo sefer Torah tefillin, a room that has a sacred Torah tefillin in it, a sulash amesh bo atamita, ad she yotziyin, or she anichen kli betoch kli. So you would have to put now that sefer for these tefillin. Now, not everybody agrees that the same thing is true about a sefer. Some say this is only for the tefillin, not for a sefer. And a sefer would be not enough for a sefer. And what you would do is, you would have to take one kli and put it inside of another kli, and then that would be the equivalent of putting it in a different room. It's only if at least one of these kelim were not the kli that was meyuchad for the tefillin in the first place. So it doesn't count, let's say, to have the tefillin zekel and then that little plastic over the tefillin zekel. That's all considered to be bottled to the tefillin. That's not going to help you. No, one.
That's not even
one.
That's not even one.
No.
It's
also Kli Miuchad. I see a word about your talit. We're not talking yet about the talit here. Aber the klisha ina, so klisha ukiyana filo asarama. Okay, we got 10 tefillin zekels, one inside the other. It's all bottled to the tefillin. And that's kechad manadami. That counts as one kli. Now you have to put it in another kli. The other kli has to be identifiable as something that's exclusive of the tefillin and its kli or kelim.
For us, that would be considered the plastic bags and the thing around it would all be one. Then
wouldn't matter. Everything is one. Anything that's been used for the tefillin is one.
One.
Yeah. Well, that wouldn't help anyway because of the ritzuis.
Nothing, not even one.
I'm sorry.
That's nothing. The tefillin zekel and one.
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 One. One. It keeps going into one. It's the same thing as making two salaries when you're in Israel. It's one.
You need only one
additional
one.
Yeah, you need only one additional.
I thought the two
have
to be
enough,
including the
no, one.
No,
one. New plastic cases from Bethel cover the issues also.
Do they?
Yeah.
For what purpose?
What a tie there is, I don't know.
Space age.
Really? I never thought.
One.
Okay. Oh my robot, Glima Akamatra. If you put now your safer over here into a bookshelf, you cover that shelf or box of books that would otherwise be open. You cover it with your begad. Then you've got the equivalent of a kli betok kli, because what you've done essentially is you put it in a different place. Over Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, for sefer Torah, what you'd have to do is make a mechitza. Tzarech la'asot lo mechitza asara. You have to actually build a mechitza that's separated from the rest of the room. And Tosfos adds this would be true of chumashim, meaning chumashim that were written on a gilayon, but not for other svarim. However, it is muskar b'halakha that other svarim, you do need at least kis betoch kis. In other words, you would have to put them inside a box that would not be in the yuchud for them and have something else over there, so a baguette or something. And then the chiddush would be that the kli akamatra is considered to be a cover even though it doesn't really surround it all around. That's not the point. In other words, if I have these tefillin zekel, so to speak, and on top it's all covered, and on the back it's on the ground or on the table or in the argaz, it's still okay. But for a sefer Torah, you need a mechitza. Marzutra equal to the Rav Ashi. Now, Marzutra came to Rav Ashi's house, and the different children had different bedrooms in the house than married children. So Chazi Ladufti, the Mar Bar Rav Ashi, sees the bedroom of Mar Bar Rav Ashi has a sefer Torah in it. And clearly had been marked on this halacha. The Ovid lay mechitza asara, and he had made a mechitza asara. And apparently was relying on Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's halacha that we just quoted. So he asked Mar Bar Rav Ashi, he said, were you doing this like, come on, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? That's, you're missing the point there. Emad Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, to let le beit ha'achrina. The whole point over there was that if you have only one room and you have a Sefer Torah, you'd have to make a mechitza. Certainly if you have any other place to put the Sefer Torah shouldn't be in a bedroom at all. But Mar, it's le beit ha'achrina. You have the right for the living room. Why is it in your bedroom? I didn't think that out. You're right. Kama yarchik mehem u'minat soa. Going back now to the harchaka. So we said four amos. It says, Rav Amar Pesorim Revuna lo shen ala lachorav. That's only if you put four amos between you and the soa by walking in front of it so that you're not looking at it. Avol lefanav marchik b'lo enav. V'chein l'tvila, whether it's v'kriyat shema or tvila, you should be not able to see the tzora. And is that true? Didn't Rav from Bar Papa quote Rav Chisda saying that omed adam keneged beit hakiseu mitpalel? A person can actually be standing outside of a bathroom and mitpalel. Now, the truth is that there's two ways of understanding this. Because the question is, the wall of a beit hakiseu, what halacha does it have from the outside? Definitely, if the wall is meant not as a makom miyuchad for the beit hakiseu, it's also a wall of the house. Sometimes it's serving not only to set aside the beit hakiseu, but it's also serving for the wall of the room on the other side of it. We're not talking about just a hut or an outhouse that has walls around it. Over there, that wall doesn't have a din of an extension of beit hakiseu. Furthermore, the extended wall, where it has a din of mamish tzo'ah, is only when there's excrement in contact with the wall, like in an outhouse. We would have everything falling down the bottom, touching the outside walls. So then the whole thing would be considered a beit hakiseu. Although it's like a gerev shorei. So some learn over here, some of them, unfortunately, understand the case over here is talking about a beit hakiseu that doesn't have walls. So it's the place is considered to be the equivalent of tzo'ah. And here it's saying that you could be standing outside, and you'd still be seeing it, and be mitzpalel. No, here, akum haskin on beit hakiseu she'in bo tzo'ah. The reference here is to a case where there is no excrement in that beit hakiseu. It's been all cleaned out. Is that so? The Lom Rav Yezer Bar Chanina, all of the dinim of Beit HaKisei Shamro Apapisha in Bo Tzoa. It's always the same halacha, whether it currently has it at waste matter or not. U Beit HaMerchatz Shamro, we talk about not saying it's, say, Divrei Kedusha in a Beit HaMerchatz. Doesn't mean somebody has to be in the Beit HaMerchatz right now. The place gets a din of a makom that is smelly and improper. So Apapisha in Bo Adam. What difference does it make, therefore, whether you can't tell me the reason that over here the Baraita allows if they beit hakiseu and that's not out of sight is because there's no waste material in it, if that is the definition of beit hakiseu anyway, with or without waste? Oh, you're right then. You know what? So how come I'm speaking of a kind of thing? Maybe we're talking about a beit hakiseu that had never been used. We just built a brand new public facility, standing outside, had never been used, yet mayor hasn't come to cut the ribbon, and can you daven outside? Well, wait a minute. That's also not so push it, because we know that Ravina was worried about that. We played with Ravina. How about Hazmana? He's minol beit hakiseu ma'al. Yesh zimun or ein zimun. According to what you're learning over here, he wanted to know whether a place that was built for a beit hakiseu had never been used. Does that give it some type of impropriety in terms of tefillah? And we didn't bring him a raya from this sugya. Why is that? No, because kikam b'ayel Ravina lemeik him alelit sliya begavek. Aba kenek dolo. Ravina wanted to know if you could daven in the room. The room's never been used. It's clearly going to be used. It's got a line of toilets and stalls, the whole business. But it's never been used. Is it proper to daven there? That's his question. So his question was only in terms of the inside. He was never asking about outside. Kenegdo, and it's true that over here you could have answered him if he had wanted to know if it was Kenegdo, that it's what the Kenegdo. But that wasn't his question. He was taking it a step further. Oh, my brother. Hani poti kisoi te parsoi. These Persian bate kisei, where actually in the beit hakiseu itself, there's never really excrement. Because the way that they build their beit hakiseu is that they have a pipe that goes from the asla, and all waste material drops at an angle to a place that's far away from where you are. And therefore, even if in the holding pit, which might be 30 feet away, there may be excrement, but it's not considered to be exposed because it's so far away and the smells don't come out that it's kistumim. There we go. We got Richie's famous Finnish toilet.
Same as ours.
Yeah, ours has the additional... I mean, there's a number of issues with ours. We spoke about it. The truth is that the poskim discussed quite a bit of who we have to worry about here or in our bathrooms or in our washrooms. Certainly is a different question. There's a lot of different shitas. First of all, our toilet bowls are made out of porcelain. Since they're made out of porcelain, they don't have a din of cheres. They have a din of schuches, because they're not as absorptive. So anyway, they wouldn't have a din of a chamber pot. They always have water in them, and the waste is washed away immediately. There's generally no reyach if you keep a bathroom clean. Not only that, but some are masking the fact that it's not even miyuchet for a bathroom, because you come in there, you brush your teeth, you do your toiletries, whatever. So I mean, it wouldn't even have the yuchet for a bathroom specifically. It's a living room in which you do different kind of things, including washing and using the toilet. So there are many who are matir, and even Moshe even entertained the question of whether you could wash. in the bathroom, wash. A Boskin that it's better not to wash for a meal, but you can wash for davening in the bathroom. So, in assuming that it's not a mokum tunif and so on. But there are no chacham ben Sion of Asher Paskin that it's okay, and it's not considered to be a bathroom at all. There's a lot of discussion among the Achronim about it, and the truth is, as facilities improve, I mean, it's a, you know, it becomes less and less of a question. It's, people are more and more mocked that it shouldn't even be a mokum tunif.
What's the kulah? You can daven outside your door, towards your door.
Here it's talking about chadav. You're talking about the Beit HaKisei HaParsai.
No, ours. Today.
Yeah, no, ours is Shaila, maybe even inside there's no Yisra Hirur.
You mean it could be Shaila Brocha inside?
Okay, nobody wants to go that far, but if you're being Matir for the Tilas Yadayim, I mean, then it's a summer Matir Hirur, and as long as you're not within, you know, within our bombers of the actual Asla or something.
Wash inside and say the Brocha outside. That's...
Wash inside, say the Brocha outside, Ramesha says in terms of davening, to say you're all the Tilas Yadayim. He doesn't like the idea of washing in there for your meal at all. Others, huh? And listen, I think he's not the only one. All of the Achronim from the time that this type of plumbing installation appeared, all of them say kasher, including the Chazanish discusses it, and he says it's kasher to be matured completely, and so there are still records and so on. And, yeah, you know, it's a type of thing which no one has had a broad enough willingness to say that it's mamish, not even a makom mitzvah. I mean, it's after all biyuchat for such tashkis, even a shaila of hazmana milsa, even if say, you know, you're sitting in a room that has a row of urinals, you know, you're going to sit there and daven. That's what Ravina wants to know. We were never matir Ravina's, after they talk, we were never matir Ravina's. So, so, I mean, it's the type of thing which the Gemara hasn't concluded even conclusively yet.
Some of the wedding pictures aren't so...
The wedding pictures?
Some of the wedding halls.
Aren't much better. I mean, the whole wedding hall.
I'm talking about the place where they wash their hands. I'm not...
Yeah, sure, yeah, terrific, yeah.
So this would be a big shame, according to this.
Better go into the bathroom.
Zog, Shira'a Keri. We've already had this mission before. We used it to prove what Rabbi Yehuda's Shita was, that Stam of Al-Keri would require Tefillah, if you recall. And here's the mission that we had quoted earlier, that the Zog, who was Raya Keri, or Nida Shepalta Shechat Zera, Mishameshet Shira'ata Nida. So now, in these cases, the first two cases, we have a situation where someone was Tomei, and the subsequent addition of Tumas Keri, whether a male who was Raya Keri or a female who was Poleta Shechat Zera, which is the same thing, it's already pointless to discuss any additive effects of the Tuma, because she was already Tumea. So Lechora, in that case, there would be no requirement for Tefillah. Nonetheless, the Tanakhama says Tzrichin Tefillah. Rabbi Yehuda does not require Tefillah. Now, up until those two cases, you could say Rabbi Yehuda does not require Tefillah, because, I mean, once you're already Tomei, Tuma Chamura, and that Tuma Chamura did not ask you in Divrei Torah, because we said before, after the Boyalei Nidai, and Zavim, and Mitzorayim, and so on. So if you can't add anything, you can't add Tuma, so then the Keri doesn't do anything. In other words, either Keri is because of Tuma, and then as a Tuma, you could say it has these particular elements that the Torah is more makbid on for Divrei Torah. Fine, but you can't say that Keri that's not Tomei, because it doesn't do anything in terms of Tuma to you, is going to add something. How could it add something? Problem is that we have this last piece, which is a Mishameshet. This case of a Mishameshet Shira'ata Nida. So over there, she was in a position where Lechatchila, she was a Balat Keri, the equivalent of a Balat Keri. And that means at that time, the dinim of Balat Keri were chal on her. And then she was Ra'asa Nida. So now I have a question. That would be the equivalent, Lechora, as we said before, that's what we're going to get to in the Gemara, we're going to do that same Abaya before. How about if you start off as a Balat Keri and then become a Zav? Then the question is, whether the issue is that you can't go to the mikveh to get rid of this Keri, or whether the issue is that the Tumah isn't chal in the first place. In this case, the Tumah is chal in the first place. So here, the Gemara goes through that logic again. Baal Keri Shira Ziva. How about if you start as a Baal Keri, and now you are unable to become Tahar? So what would Rabbi Yehuda say about that? Rabbi Yehuda Mahu. Ki potar Rabbi Yehuda hatam bezav Shira Keri demi ikara lav bar tvilahu. Is it that the only reason that Rabbi Yehuda had said that a Zov Shira Keri doesn't require Tefillah is because the Keri has no place to go? Avo Bal Keri Shira Ziva starts off as a Bal Keri, could have been Tovel at that point, so then maybe he should still be Chayiv in order to be B'Kayim the Takona. Or maybe the issue over here is that there's no Takona of Tefillah where it's impossible to be Tevel and to be taken off the Tumah. How about that last case? It says over there that a mishameshet v'ra'ata nida tzichat tefillah, and a Rabbi Yehuda poter. Now that's exactly the case, isn't it? A mishameshet v'ra'ata nida is precisely the same as a Balkeri Shira Aziva. Starts off with being able to become Tahora through Tvila, just like he's Tahora through Tvila. Now she can't because she was Rasa Nidar. He can't because he was Rasa Ziva. It's exactly the same thing. And Rav Yehuda came along and said it was Potter. Shmamina, that clearly tells us that Rav Yehuda was not referring only to the inception of the Tumah. He's talking about the possibility of Tvila on the Tumah. Tony Rebbe Chia, Behedia. Actually, Rebbe Chia and the Braita spoke it out Befeirush, that Balkeri Shira Aziva Tzarich Tvila Rebbe Yehuda Poter. So there's we don't have to be Madaik. Hadron Allah Misha Metov.
Why is the Nidah Shabbat?
We're going to have to do it again.
Why is the Nidah Shabbat?
Not sorry enough. There's two possibilities. One is that he never ejaculated, and the other is that she had already been Tovelet. You're talking about the problem of how it is that she wasn't.
Why does she need to feel it?
Which came?
The Nidah Shabbat, she was there. Mm-hmm. Because she's a Balas Keri.
And she needs, but she's a Nidah. What?
That's what we've been talking about all along here. And it's Zav, Shira Keri.
Awesome.
It's Zav.
That's what we wanted to know. But no, I understand, but why? The same with the.
I'm just asking the why?
What? Yeah, why?
You're not making yourself clear. The question is women. That's right.
Same
Takana. It was on Har Sinai. As a matter of fact, it was especially for women. We need 3 days to name it to air from Keri. The only reason we needed it was for the women not to be a Balas Keri. Let's try that again. You get to do it twice. Hadron alak misha meisa.
Bali neder. Tantun da heilige perek.
Tfilat ha-shachar ad chatzot. So what times can we daven shachars? By the way, the Gemara never asked how can we start off with shachars in the morning if we said vayera vayivoker. Why don't we start off with tfilat arvit? Huh? That's a cute one. We're talking about why we talk about the brachot of kriyat shema v'shachars. It was already with big Isaac in shachar and it went to the brachot. But now we've got a whole new perek. Why don't we start off from vayera vayivoker?
They will talk about it why.
No, they will not.
Is it not understood that because we can do Marav is Rishus, Marav is all through the evening.
Mm-hmm.
We've
all discussed
this.
Not an addition. I'm talking about the organization of the parent. All right, that's one possibility. But I mean, if we're going to discuss it, then we might as well do it right. No. If it would have said Tfilat Arvi Dain Lo Zman at all, I mean, okay. All right, but I mean, Lamaisa, there's another possibility over here which the Achronim speak out, which is simply that the Tfilot don't go according to a Tikkun of Erev and Boker. The Tfilot either go because there's a Korbanis, and the Torah talks about Baboker first, before the Bein Harbayim Korban, or it's because Avot Tiknun, and the first one to be Mitukan was Shacharit by Avram Avinu. And therefore we're going to talk about this one first, and you were not dependent on the Vayir of Vayiboker. All right. In any event, Tvilat HaShachar Ad Chatzot, Rav Yehuda Omer Ad Arba Sha'ot. Rav Yehuda Omer Ad Arba Sha'ot. Tvilat HaMincha Ad HaErev, and Rav Yehuda Omer Ad Plag HaMincha. Now, Plag HaMincha is not at all clear what that means. Plag HaMincha means half a mincha. Half a mincha, there's two ways of looking at it. We have the time at which it would be kosher to bring the Tamicho Ben Arbaim, which is what we call Mincha Gedolah. And that starts from 6.5 hours in the day, because we want to be able to get an actual shadow. So 6 hours, maybe technically, 6 hours and 1 minute may technically be the afternoon. But as we know, we need yinatutz, a little bit of netiyat atzel, so that we should see the sun beginning to set. Okay, so that's 6:30. But the time of the actual akrovas hatamid, remember we first brought all of the korbanos we needed to bring during the day, and then we brought the korban, was actually at 9:30. And so that period is called in mincha katana, gives you less space. The thing is that when you say plug, you're referring to half the time of the mincha. So this could mean half the time from the mincha or half the time in mincha katana. It also is accompanied by another question. What does ad mean? Does ad mean up to inclusive, or does ad mean up until the time it starts? I mean, then we get into really get complicated. So I think we'll discuss these questions. Tfilata erev en la keva. When it comes to myra, there's no particular kviut, as you have the time all night long. When it comes to Musaf, you have all day long. Rav Yehuda Omer Ad Sheva Sha'ot. You only have until 7 hours in the day, and we'll see what the logic of that is in the Gemara. Vraninu. Ask the Gemara, how can you say that Tfilat HaShachar is Ad Chatzot if it says, Im HaNetzach HaMar, Kadesh Yismogu Lal Tfilah, V'nimtza Mitpalil Bayom. We have the whole thing in the first paragraph. Maybe a big deal. Out of davening with the Netzach HaMar. And now you're telling me you don't even mention that. You say, well, whatever. By the way, notice that it never says when it starts. Oh. There's no mehematah. Isn't it clear when the mehematah is, actually? Is it minetzach hamar, it's the first time you could daven? And you wouldn't even be yotzei if you davened earlier? is it you'd be Yotzer, you could have an earlier, but the Vatikin, they want it to be Yira'ucha im Shemesh. They want it, but then if we knew it was the Vatikin, what's that question? In other words, if we knew the
ideal.
Huh?
Could that be the ideal?
Because of the Pesach. You shall be feared with the rising of the sun. So that's when we relate to the day. Is there, if it's Kenega, the Tamid, you don't bring the Tamid from Alot HaShachar, you bring the Tamid from Yishahir Kol Pnei HaMizrach. Remember, we have various shiurim. We have, first of all, which we haven't really discussed at all, but in the Yerushalmi we discussed the Ayelet HaShachar, which is before Alot. Then we have Alot. Then we have Mishi Yakir. We actually have three different shitas in the Mishi Yakir. And then we have the Netzach HaMach. It isn't clear here what the beginning of this Man HaTfilah is. And in fact, there's quite a bit of discussion about that thing. Could you be Mispalel earlier? If you have Bishas Adchak and so on, what is that? Would you be Yotzi or Tfilah? But here we're talking, okay, the Braita over here suggests Sima Netzach HaMach. Apparently the Zman of Tfilah is supposed to be at Netzach HaMach. And this is the obvious answer, which we already saw before earlier when we asked the Gabi Kriyat Shema, that Ki Tanya Yila Vatikin, that's for people who are trying to do things with the most proper way that everything should be. Should be at its earliest time as a Zoris and its proper time. That's because it says in the Pesuk, Yira'uchaim Shemesh. When you say Ad Chatzot as the maximum, is that? That's everybody? That's the maximum? Kuli Hami Ad Chatzot for too low? What about Rav Mori, Bereda, Rav Huna, Bereda, Rav Yirma, Barab, Am Rav Yochanan? Ta'av lo yitpalel arvit, mitpalel shacharit shtayim. He said, you didn't daven Ma'ariv. So then you could, by mistake, you could daven shacharit twice and be Yotzei. If you didn't daven shacharit, so then you can be mitpalel in chashtayim. So that means you can daven later than the chatzot. Because mitpalel only begins at chatzot. Mitpalel
only begins at chatzot?
No, life begins at 40. So apparently you've got more time than the Mishnah is telling us. No. The truth is, of course, Kuliyama Matzli Biyazio. You do have all day to daven. The thing is, if you daven at Chatzot, so then you have the Schar of Tfilah Bizmana. Mikan V'yelech, you have a Schar of Tfilah. But the Schar of Tfilah Bizmana, lo yavilech. You will not get the Schar of Tfilah Bizmana. Now, the question is when it says Kuliyuma. Does that mean, see, there's two ways of understanding this din of davening mincha twice. You could say the reason it says daven mincha twice is because it wouldn't be proper to daven your shacharis, which is already after the time before you daven your mincha. So therefore you daven the mincha, and then you daven another tefillah, which is your shacharit. But there's another approach, which is the Rajba's approach, and it has many hashlachot and sugyas, we'll see. It's just really difficult to speak to somebody who's so relaxed.
Remember how wide awake you were?
Yeah, you started off on a high.
3 hours of sleep last week. This Shabbos.
This is Gestalt therapy. You rested the whole Shabbos. You slept like a baby. You slept like a log. You refreshed. You had 2 cups of coffee of the finest North South American.
You just followed us. Okay. So, the one way is to learn that the only thing that you have over here is a new halacha called tashlumin. That halacha called tashlumin is at the time that you're being eisik in another tefillah, they gave you the right already to extend that tefillah to say it again. The difference would be, for instance, how about between chatzot hayom and 6:30? Between 6 and 6:30, could you daven? It's not time for mincha yet. Could you daven, continue to daven shacharis? Or the way we pass in Arar Vashaot. Could you continue to daven until the time of mincha? Or do you have to wait till mincha now in order to be osik bizman mincha?
You mean can you do your tashlumin before you daven mincha?
No, you can't do your tashlumin before if it's zman mincha. That's for sure. The question is the din of tashlumin an extension of the zman of tefillah for those who were ta'ah? Or is it in fact a makeup? And if it's a makeup, it's only being made up at the time that there's a tefillah that you can make it up with. Okay, now it's mincha time. You can't daven a tefillah chovah in the middle of nothing. It's neither time for mincha nor is it time for shacharit. What are you doing? You could say, I'm just praying. Okay, fine, just pray. But then you're not going to get schar of the tefillah that we were kavuash, besides not getting the schar of tefillah bizmana. Actually, the Achronim speak this out. There's three daragot here. There's the din of tefillah bizmana. There's the din of tefillah as a tashlumin. And then there's the din stam of tefillah d'ndava. You want to daven tefillah d'ndava. That may not necessarily be tied to anything. You can daven it whenever you want. But it has nothing to do with the chakras that you chayev, not as a tashlumin or anything else. So this is a big machlokas we've shown him, whether this is actually just an extended zman hatfilah, or whether it's a way to make it up. Now there's other implications of this. For instance, when you are now davening, are you essentially davening the tefillah that you missed? If what you're doing is extending the original Zman of Tefillah, you're davening what you missed. If you're making it up, then you'd be davening the next Tefillah. Another question would be, how about if you missed two Zmanim? Let's say your person was sick for 10 days. Can he make up all of his Tefillah now? If it's been extending the Zman of Tefillah for the next Ona, so to speak, in Nida terms, you know, I mean, you could do that one extent. That's how much they extended it. If it's been Stam and Tashlumin, so maybe there's Tashlumin for Toher, you know, or an Ones, maybe there's Tashlumin afterwards.
For all 10 days?
Maybe, yeah, there's some who hold it, there are.
Hold so.
Yeah.
Know what the written Tzer was saying,
huh? No.
The written Tzer with 1,000 days behind.
He was Samech on relativity. So, what you didn't tell me was, how about if you forget to daven mincha? Can you daven ma'ariv twice? Because, you know, yeah, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, well, why not? I mean, it says, palel arvit mit. Yeah, but you know what? That's all the same day. I mean, it does say, vayera vayivoker, doesn't it? You knew we'd get it in somehow.
Yeah.
So it does say vayera vayivoker, yom echad, but maybe here, that doesn't follow. Because, I mean, look, if tefillah is b'makom korban, there's a concept called ovar zmano bato korban, again, make up a korban. And if you miss the tummy today, you can't bring it again. Miss the musaf of the day, you can't bring it again. Another day. So if that's the case, missing mincha, how do you do it in a ma'ariv? It's a different day. That's what I want to know. Or, there's a way to look at it, is given the tzilus as rachmim, called the emas deboi, matzv v'diyazim. If all we're looking at is the element, not of the tefillah b'zmana anyway, but of the rachamim aspect of the tefillah, because I wanted you to be mevakeshin, well, all the things that tefillah means, so maybe it doesn't really matter, because anyway, I'm not actually making up for my lost tefillah. Tashma, the omer of Unabar Yudah omer of Yitzchak omer of Yochanan, ta'av alo yitpalel mincha, mitpalel arvit shtayim, ve'ein bezeh mishum davar zmano, ova yomo bato korbanot. Here it's the feirush, we should not compare it to the korbanot so clearly. Meisei. Doesn't it say that the understanding of the pasuk in Kohelet of Mu'uvat lo yochal litkon, that Yisaron lo yochal limanot, is to be understood as this. Mu'uvat lo yochal litkon, having messed something up, you can never fix it. What is that referring to? Zeh shebitil kriyat shema shel arvit v'kriyat shema shel shacharit. They're going to make up that something that's time dependent. There's no way to go back in time. Or tvila shel arvit, or tvila shel shacharit. The Yisaron lo yochal limanot is a reference to actually minui. His friends now got together to do a mitzvah, like Daf Yomi. He didn't join the Daf Yomi. How is he ever going to make that up? But anyway, let's say over here that you can never make up a missed tefillah. That's what it says. You missed tefillah shel shachrit. You missed tefillah shel arvit. You can't make it up. Different issue. That's talking about you bedavka didn't daven. There they didn't give you either that extension or that ability to tashlumin. Again, it's not to say you can't make your own tefillah nedava. It's to say your tefillah nedava won't have any relation to what it is that you missed. It's just another thing. On Ravashi Dekanani, by the way, notice the difference. If you would be careful, you would have seen it. When we talked about the dinim of tashlumin, we said the firush ta'a velo yitpalel mincha. Whereas in the drasha of the pasuk of Mu'uvat lo yochal litkon, we said zeshe bitel. There's not a difference between ta'a and bitel. So bitel means purposefully. Ta'a means mistakenly. Shema mina. So clearly, it's built in. It's no problem. All you got to know is that it's impossible, and then it doesn't come. It's the greatest thing. This is the solution to the whole problem. He's not going for it. He can't breathe. He's joking. Shabbat. And here we come to an interesting question. It seems to revolve around that issue, and unfortunately it's not conclusive as Rizboshito fit this Gemara into their approach. So if you made a mistake, it's a minute on Erev Shabbat. Now you got to make up your tefillah, but the thing is you can't daven the tefillah that you would have daven because now it's Shabbat. So what do you do? Mitzpalel the Lel Shabbat Shel Shabbat Shtayim. What you do is you daven twice the tefillah of Shabbat. Interesting. Okay, so that seems to be saying that this is entirely a din of make-up rather than a din of extension, because if it's a din of extension, you should be davening Shmona Esrei. The thing is that those Rishonim who hold that it is in fact a concept of extension say that the truth is on Shabbos, you're also supposed to daven Shmona Esrei. As we said before, we had the case, remember we had the Abaya, what happened, somebody accidentally davened Shokol b'Shabbat. Okay, the main din is Mechayev Yom Tefillah. The Rabbanon let you off of the Tefillah. So the cover Shabbos, maybe they took the Tefillah that was extended since the Shabbos. They said, don't bring a Bakish Shrakech on Shabbos. Instead, just give your Tefillah Shiva.
It's not essentially different.
It doesn't prove. The fact that we're doing twice Shabbos doesn't prove anything. It's an interesting question of what happens if you miss Yalav Yavo in Mincha. So if you miss Yalav Yavo in Mincha, what are you going to do? Daven Myra twice? There's no Yalav Yavo in the Mincha. So you're not going to be adding anything to the tefillah that you missed. You can't daven Shorosh Chodesh again. You can't do a Yalav Yavo. So is there any point in giving the same tefillah that you had anyway, Bismana, and doing it twice? Tosfos says no. Doesn't make any sense. What are you going to make up? But if you learn it's a din in the missed tefillah, and now this is the missed tefillah you missed, the third halacha of tefillah. Now it's tashlumin. The tashlumin could be without Rosh Chodesh. So in terms of an extension, what's the point of an extension where you can't say Yalav Yavo in your extension? There's nothing we can do about that. You can't say Yalav Yavo and it isn't Rosh Chodesh. There's no way to extend that. Again, enough kamina in approach. Not everybody agrees to the Tosfos because of the machlokes.
What, and according to the first one, then you would only say one, then you don't do two.
Point to Tosfos.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no point in it. You're not adding more than what you would have had otherwise.
You can't say Yalav Yavo.
It's right. It doesn't make sense to say Yalav Yavo, does it? So, Avaloi Parol Mincha B'Shabbat. How about if the opposite thing happens? You miss Mincha on Shabbos. Now it's Motzei Shabbat. So you daven twice on Motzei Shabbat. And what you daven is your regular Motzei Shabbat davening, Shel Chol. Now the question is, the Tfilah of Chol on Motzei Shabbat has an addition. That addition, though, is not part of the din of the Shmoneh Esrei. It's a halacha in the kviut of Havdalah. At least it turns out in the end that that's the case. So where do you do your Havdalah? You do the Havdalah in the first tefillah, because the first tefillah is always the one that's supposed to be now, and that's your Ma'ariv. So you do your tefillah, your Havdalah in the Ma'ariv. You say Atachan Antano in the Arvit. The Eino Mavdil Bishniya, but you don't do Havdalah in the second tefillah. The Im Hivdil Bishniya Beloi Hivdil Rishona. Now if you did it the other way around, then the Shnia Al Talo, the second one, counts as your Myrib. The first one doesn't count at all. What? Doesn't count at all? Why not? Lamema the Kivan de Loa, Abdil de Tamaita. What are you trying to say? That if I missed saying Atakon Antano, that I'm not Yotzi? Huh? You're saying you're not counting it. Does that mean I'm not Yotzi yet? I mean, it's Kivan de Loa Tzolit. I mean, it's as if I never davened. Umadrina, I would make you say the Tefillah over again. Is that true, though? Braminu, doesn't it say beferush that if you made a mistake and you didn't say gvurot kishamim in tchiyat amitim, you forgot to say betein talamatar, not betein talamatar, you forgot to say mashivur amar legeshem, or sheila birkat hashanim, you forgot to say betein talamatar, so then you have to go back, marzirimato, you have to say your tefillah over again. But if you forgot to say havdalah b'chonin adat, ain't marzirimato, because yachol umra lakos, havdalah is not part of the tefillah. Of course, you don't say it now, you say it later when you're making havdalah in your home. So here it's mashma that you don't need Abdullah.
I need one.
Strictly speaking. Kasha. You're right, that's a problem. Now, it's only a problem. It's not a tiyufta, because the alternative explanation is quite clear. The alternative explanation is that the question of whether you said Abdullah is really not the issue here. The question is what it means that you went ahead and said Abdullah in the second tefillah. Because by saying Abdullah in the second tefillah, you were indicating that your da'at was that the first tefillah was tashlumim, and the second tefillah was arvit, in which case you were makdim the tashlumim to arvit. And maybe that's the reason that you're not yotze, because the din of the makeup tefillah would be necessarily after the tefillah that was kavua. This, according to Rav Rashita, would make very good sense, because you're only allowed to have that makeup because you're being oisik in the other tefillah. Since by saying the Abdallah, the second one, you're basically making a statement that you're saying, I want the first one to be my tefillah that was actually mincha, so therefore I don't want to say Abdullah, because basically I'm davening mincha. You can't daven mincha, therefore that one doesn't count. So shnia al talo, because that was the only one that you were saying in order to be yotzei arvi. In which case we don't have a tiyufta, because we have a very good explanation. Question is, according to the other shitot, what would be the problem of saying your tashlumin first? Okay, so they say the problem is toder v'sheno toder kaina. The problem is that tadir yud is only l'chat chila, it's not b'diavad, and here it says you're not yotze at all. Why would you not be yotze? Are you alive? He's been awfully quiet. I thought I killed him.
The reason you said Atta Chom Antanu in the second one is because you forgot it the first time.
Nobody would do that.
So now I'm saying. Right, so it's not because I sang my first tefillah.
You say so.
That's what I said.
There's actually a question, as the Machlokas Rishonim, about whether if the, and it's brought in the Shulchan Aruch, if a guy would intend, in a case where it isn't Nikr Mitoch HaTefillah, but his intent was to do the Tashlumin first, is the intention sufficient to ruin it? Or since there's nothing in the Tefillah that is inherently one or the other, it just takes its place for what it is. And the only reason over here is that you said the Dafka, you said the Ataka Montano, which indicated objectively that it's that way. But what David is raising is the opposite. In other words, if, in fact, the guy had forgotten, had no intention of making the first one a special, if the only chisara now would be...
Or maybe you can't. Or maybe that's what we're saying. I can't now say Atta Chalantan.
Or maybe you can't, correct.
Although it wouldn't make it.
It's not my
argument. It
worse. Right.
No, but David is suggesting that if in a case where the saying, the Atta Chalantan, indicates that this is the real tefillah and the other one was a tashlumin, then you can't. Even if you had in mind the other way. Right, because you're showing that you're being ma'akir. Okay, you know, these are fascinating questions. Itmar Rav Yosef b'Chanina Omer, tefillot avot tiknun. The tefillot come from the avot olam, they were the ones who were metakin tefillot. And Rav Yeshua ben Levi says, no, the tefillot keneged tmidim tiknun. Actually, the tefillot are just the things that are left to us now that we don't have the Tamidim to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash, so we say the Tefillot at that time. It's like a Neshama Parim Simchateinu. Tanya Kavati Rav Yosef b'Chanina, v'Tanya Kavati Rav Yeshua ben Levi. We actually have Braita support for both of these. Tanya Kavati Rav Yosef b'Chanina, who holds that the Avot were Metakein the Tefillot, Abraham Tikein Tefillot Shacharit, Shemar Vayashkem Avraham Baboker, El HaMakom Asher Amad Sham. And we know that Amidah is a reference to Tevilah. We say today, the Amidah, the Tevilah Amidah. Ein Amidah la Tevilah, Shemar Vayamot Pinchas, Vayipalel. Yitzchak Tikein Tevilat Mincha, Shemar Vayetze Yitzchak Losuach Basadeh, Lifnot Erev. Ve'in Sicha, Rechi, Ela Tevilah. How do we know Sicha is Tevilah? Well, based on what most people do in Shul, it's got to be wild. Tevilah la'ani ki ya'atof v'lifnei Hashem yishpok sicho. So we say that the siach is a way of referring to tefillah, since it says la'at erev, there's got to be the mincha. By the way, there's a lot of questions. Why do we call mincha mincha? What does a mincha mean? Does mincha refer to the mincha that's brought with the carbon? So then you have the mincha of the Tamid Shel Shachar. Why are we calling the one a bearer of mincha? It's a fascinating Rambam. It doesn't explain in the Pirusha Mishnayot, the Rambam says that mincha is a lashon of erev.
Lashon of
erev. So some explain that mincha comes from menucha, so it's menuchat Hashem. It's about to go to sleep.
Rambam?
The Rambam in the Pirusha Mishnayot.
It's already the pasuk of minchas erev.
Yeah, but that's not it's mincha. That's already that's a reference to the gift of the mincha, not a reference to the right? It's the sweetness of the mincha. And Rama was wondering, it's going to the sun. Okay, but anyway, he does. I mean, the Lasuach, if no Arab is understood as mincha then.
So that's the reason? We don't have a reason for why it's called mincha?
If we don't like the Rama?
No, I mean, everybody understands that's what we call it mincha.
No. So they give reasons why we would be talking about after the mincha of the Ben-Abayim, why that's the yichud of that period. As opposed to the other times where there's other things that would be done as well, and here this is all that's being done. Tfilat Arvit was mitukan by Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov tikein tfilat Arvit, shema by Yivga, b'makom v'yalen sham, and we know that pigya, and it says over there, kibah shemesh, it was already late, and in pigya el tfila, because as Yirmiyahu says, ata al titpalel ba'adam azeh, v'al tisa ba'adam rinau tfila, v'al tifgabi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, don't pray to me. Tanya Kavasi Rav Yeshua ben Levi also, that the tefillot were mitukanot, keneged the korbanot. V'pneima amru tefillat ha-shachar ha-chatzot. Shari tamid shashachar, korev olech ha-chatzot. Whereas Rav Yehuda says, no, it's only ad arba shaot, shari tamid shashachar, korev olech ad arba shaot. We'll see they actually have a machloket as to when the time of the tefillat of the tamid shashachar was korev. They're arguing about the nature of boker, versus boker ba-boker. Mipnei ba homer tefillat ha-mincha ad ha-erev, sha'arei tamid shel bein ha-arbayim korei v'holech ad ha-erev. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it wasn't. It was only ad plaga mincha. Sha'arei tamid shel bein ha-arbayim korei v'holech ad plaga mincha.
Here, do we know what plaga mincha means?
No, we're going to still discuss that. Mipnei ba homer, yes, we know what plaga mincha means, sorry, yes. Although there's some confusion, because L'maisa, 9:30 is the end, not the beginning. the end of the Avodah Samina.
Didn't they also do Shemaiah Esrei about the Korban Samina?
Yes, they did. Some learned that's the pshat, the mokum, that it was done in the same place where they brought the Korban.
Oh, okay. Not in the place.
Right, not in the place.
It's supposed to talk about
it. Yeah. And yeah, but we'll discuss that when we get to the it's not the place for you. If you left Ha'erev in Lakeva, and why do we say that there was no particular time assigned for Arvit? Because the Evarim and the Pitarim, Shaloni Tachlumi Ve'erev, Kredim Vochim Kalam Ha'erev, you could have these things all night long. Whatever hadn't been completed before burns on the Mizbeach all night. Umibnei Ma'am Ru Musafim Kolayom, Shalei Korban Shal Musafim, Kalib Kolayom, and Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the Musafim were finished by Sheva Shaot. Shari Korban Musaf Korev Olech Ad Sheva Shaot Ve'ezohi Mincha Gedola. So what now is the Mincha Gedola from the earliest time that you could bring the Tomei Shabbeinu Arba'im? The earliest time, which we certainly would try to avoid usually, because we want to get everybody a chance to bring their Korbanos, and to bring the Korbanos between the two Korbanos, unless we're talking about an Erev Pesach, you know, we're all...
All
in the Dovos? Yeah, all in the Dovos. Or Chobos, for that matter. Everything was brought.
Why do people like the Dovos?
Because it's the first time they're shy.
But even though it's
what Rabbi just said. No, yeah, on the contrary, we saw the Pesach before. Mm-hmm. So according to that Pesach, the same thing about Tikkun Daven early, then there's an Inyan, the Chachila, to Daven as late as possible, that it should be Lifnei Areach. But because of the fear of missing this man, and they substituted his result, it didn't become that, but there were those work of him in Kodafka later. So, Milka Gedola, meaning the earliest time you could bring the Tamech Shabbein Arba'im, is Shesha Otomachza, Ulamala. And Milka Ketana, which would be the end of the time that you're Isaac in the Tamech Shabbein Arba'im, is Mitesha Shabbein Ulamala. So that's the time of the Tamech Shabbein Arba'im was Nishcha Bishmona Mechza, the Korbatesha of Mechza. Iberlo. Now, what did Rabbi Yehuda mean? When Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah, he said, Plag Mincha. What did he mean? Plag Mincha Kama Kama, or Plag Mincha Achronak Kama? Did he mean half of the time available between 6:30 and 12 o'clock? So, in other words, what we would do is we would add to 6:30, which is the beginning of the Zman, one half of the remaining of the 5.5 hours, right? So, 2 hours, 2.75 hours. Or was he talking about the plaga mincha achrona ka'amar? Was he saying that the plaga mincha achrona begins at 9:30? So plaga mincha would be half of the 2.5 hours that are left of the day from 9:30 to 12. And that means you would take now an hour and a quarter, so at 10:45, you would be at the time of the plaga mincha. One and a quarter hours before the shkia. 10:45. Toshma. Zitzani Rabbi Yehuda Omer. You're thinking in your 24-hour clock terms, but we understand. Tashma, the Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Plaga Mincha Achrona Omer. It's a reference to the later Plaga Mincha, which is 11 o'clock minus a quarter of an hour. In other words, 10:45. So, Yud Aleph Shaot, Choser Ravia. Now, how could Rabbi Yossi pass it? Rabbi Yossi Chanina, who says that the Ovais were Mitakein, how could he possibly support that as being the Ikar Takana of Tfila if we see that the Machlokis in the Mishnah follows the Brayta? Well, he's not denying the Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim have a whole machlokas about is the Zman of Mincha connected to Tamei Shel Shachar, connected to the earlier Shas of the Tamei Shel Ben Arba'im, connected to later, how the Mutzah is connected to Korban Mutzah because it was brought at 7 hours. I don't understand, but he's ignoring the Mishnah. Because there's this Brisa that says that the Avot were Mitakein, I mean, La'alaka L'maisa. It says over here that all of the Chachamim were arguing L'maisa in the relationship to the Korbanot. How does he explain this? So let me dive into you to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. I'm not Rabbi Yosef Chanina. No. I'm not denying that in terms of the Zman of Tefillah, that the details of the Zman are defined by the Korbanos. But all I'm saying is that the Tefillot, Avot Tiknu, now the Rabbanim came along, and they were masmich, the Rabbanim were masmich the Tefillot on the Korbanot. Because, I mean, obviously that's what he holds. Because otherwise, there should be no Tefillah Smusik, according to him. But we find Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina argues as to whether there's a Tefillah Smusik. When he says that the Ovitz were Mitakein, nobody was Mitakein, only three Avot, we said before. So who was Mitakein Musaf?
Dima.
Oh, there we go. The Ilot Emach. Maybe all of it was connected to Dima. So Matikna, Ela Tefillah Avotiknum. Clearly, the original Takana was of the Avot. And Smuchina Rabbanah Korbanot, now the Rabbanah were Masmich. On the dinim of the korbanot. So the mele there came to be a tefillat musaf as well. He agrees with that.